And welcome back to the Undefeated after a two-week hiatus because Texas froze over. I'm here with John, Dylan, and Anthony. How are you guys doing today?
I don't like Texas. It's so cold. It was really cold. I hated
it. No, it's already like 80 degrees again.
Yes.
The Texas weather is crazy.
That's too hot.
No, it's not too hot.
It needs to go back to the frozen.
No, it needs to stay here.
Listen, if I'm not able to stand on the pond by my house, then I don't want it. Okay?
If I'm not able to push people into the pond, I don't want it.
I was verbally assaulted by both my parents because I told them I stood on the pond like multiple times and then they yelled at me.
Yeah, mine would too if I told them I stood on a pond.
Well, it was frozen.
Yeah.
So I could stand on it.
Wow, we have very different parents. Too. I told my parents I went drifting in the snow and they were like, good job.
Privilege. I don't know what to say to that. I don't know. That's.
Oh, wait.
That's a
I have
belt
a question
in my house.
Dylan, I have a very serious question.
Okay.
At the pond by your house, right? Mm-hmm. Would it have supported a car?
No, for sure not. I don't.
Probably not, no.
So it would be a bad idea to drive across it.
Yes.
That sucks. Sounds like so much fun.
Why? No, it wasn't. There's no way it was cold enough for that long to be frozen that thick. Yeah, the whole thing would have to be like frozen all the way, not just the top, which I think it was just the top, so I don't know.
I don't know either. Are you okay over there, John?
I'm wearing a baseball helmet, a suit, and I've got my baseball glove right here.
Yeah, Dylan's got a ball. I've got a bat. The only one without baseball stuff here is Anthony. What you doing, bro?
Anthony, my bat's in my bag.
I'm going to go get your baseball bat in the middle of recording.
Alrighty. Let's hop right into things. What's so funny?
Nothing. Alrighty is alrighty all the time.
Okay, let's hop right into things.
There you go.
Starting with the Texans releasing J.J. Watt after 10 years, and where do you think he's going to end up?
I said the Jets, and Will looked at me like, what the heck? And here's my reasoning to move to the Jets.
Okay.
What's his face from the other team who wanted to leave? But
Deshaun Watson.
Yes, Deshaun Watson could go to the Jets. If he were to go to the Jets with J.J., you know, that'd be a reason to go start a
culture.
You know, a culture there, yeah. And, you know, that would just be good overall for the Jets.
It'd be good for them, but he's not going to go there. Anthony, where do you think he's
going to
go?
I think they're going to Cleveland. I think Cleveland has a team that's ready to win, and they just need the opposite edge rusher to help out Myles Garrett and J.J. Watt to be lethal in that defense.
I agree with that. Where do you think he's going, Dylan?
I don't know where he's going to go, but I think he should go to the Steelers so he can play with his brother.
Brothers.
Yeah, brothers.
Derek. There's TJ, JJ, and Derek.
Well, yes. See, I think he should go to the Steelers.
Yes. Haven't played tight end.
Get out.
Hopping right into the next topic.
Anyways.
The Eagles trade Carson Wentz to the Colts for a 2022 third-round pick and a conditional second-round pick, which could turn into a first if Carson Wentz plays 75% of the snaps or 70% of the snaps and they make the playoffs. Who do you think won the trade, the Eagles or the Colts? Anthony.
The Colts, easy. They didn't really have to give anything up, and they got a quarterback to finally try and help them get to the playoffs or go further in the playoffs. And under Frank Reich, Carson Wentz was an MVP player, and I think under him again, he'll be that player again.
I agree. Who do you think won the trade, Dylan?
Most definitely the Colts, because it involved the Eagles, and the Eagles can't make a single good decision ever.
Wow.
So it was definitely the Colts, and Carson Wentz could actually play good this season again. So,
what do you think, John?
Yeah, I think the Colts. The Colts won it.
Well, this is unfortunate that we all have to agree on something. The Colts definitely won this trade. The less draft picks that Howie Roseman has, the better. We could have had DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson on the same team, but
yes, we know, Will. You bring this up every show.
I don't care. It's so sad that Howie Roseman is
somehow, so bad. Somehow, some way, everything ties into Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf getting picked by other teams.
Yes. And
it's
you're just mad because you're a Vikings
effect.
Fan, and you know that you wouldn't have had Justin Jefferson if Howie Roseman was a competent GM.
Will, I'm going to be straight up with you. I did not listen to a single thing you just said.
You said that really fast. I didn't understand.
Okay.
Either.
You're just mad because you know that you wouldn't have Justin Jefferson if Howie Roseman was a competent GM.
Well, obviously I have him, so I'm not mad about it.
You got me there. You got me there, buddy. Good job. Moving on. to the Padres extending Fernando Tatis Jr. to a blockbuster 14-year, $340 million deal. And what are your thoughts on this deal, John?
Did you say Pod Racers? Like in Star Wars? I heard Pod Racers.
I heard Padres.
Hey, listen, he said a foreign name correctly, so we should just give him some props for that.
Yeah.
Let's overlook the Pod Racers and just congratulate
Good
him
job.
On the name.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is a pretty – I think this is the third highest extension deal next to Mookie and Trouty. So do I think Tatis is deserving of this? Yeah, lots of people don't think so. But Tatis isn't seeing this big cash, these, you know, $1 million until later in his career with the Padres. So I think this is a good idea for the Padres to keep Tatis in San Diego for a while. You know, I think this is good for Tatis. Get that money for being a great player, and I'm sure he'll stay a great player for how long, I don't know, but I'm sure he'll be one for the next couple seasons. And I think if I were other players in the league, Ronald Acuna, I think you need to fire your agent and get a new one because, you know, if you're playing like this on the field, you know, you should be making this big cash.
Is that a shot at Ronald Acuna's agent?
Yes, I think Ronald Acuna is a great center fieldman. Maybe better than Mike Trout. I don't know.
Know much about baseball, but Mike Trout is like the best in baseball.
Yeah,
so.
He's the best. Actually, yeah. But, you know, I think Ronald Acuna right now is better than Mike Trout, so he should be making better money than Mike Trout. But that's just my opinion.
I mean, yeah. I can understand that Ronald Acuna should be making more money, but not more than Mike Trout. Another thing, back to Tatis, I don't understand why in the world they offered him. Why did they offer him 14 years? I mean, I guess they want to keep him in San Diego, but that's the rest of his career. If even. Like, for. So
how
long.
Old he's?
I have
still,
no idea
like
20,
how old he is. He's like 24.
Yeah, I know. So you're saying he's gonna play until he's 38, and stay in San Diego?
Well, I'm sure.
The whole time
we haven't checked. Does he have player option? I would assume if you're 14 years, you would probably have player options.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is 30. I mean, not 30. 22 years old. So we'll play 22.
He's 36.
Under that contract.
Jesus, yeah. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
I would have disagreed with that so fast.
I would have agreed to it. I mean, $340 million.
But it's not like it's guaranteed money.
He's also not getting the most of that money until later.
Yeah.
Like next year, he won't be making. I think next year he'll be in like single digit millions.
Well, that's still a lot of money.
Wow.
That's still a lot of money.
I'm so gassed.
But it's like later in his career, he'll be making like $15 million and then it'll just keep going up. So
yeah. It's a contract that pays more as you play.
Yeah.
Like the longer you stay, yeah.
Yeah, it's
but
a backlog.
Still, I don't
contract.
Understand why they offered him 14 years. That's so
I would
long.
Assume. I would assume there's something.
There's got to be
more
some sort of player
for
option.
Tatis. We haven't. I haven't checked. I just know that he's. That detail is how the payments will
yeah,
be.
I think that it makes sense, and I'll let Anthony give his 2 cents on this in a second. I think it makes sense to get a guy like him. For like that long, especially with the core that they have there right now, they're trying to say we want you to stay here. And if we do have to go into a rebuild mode, we're committed to keeping you. Like, because how old is Manny Machado?
Manny Machado's, I know he's older than
late
Tatis.
20s?
Yeah, he's in his late 20s. He's also there.
My guess would be like 20.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
He's also stuck until near the end of Tatis's contract. Machado's runs out like a year or two before Tatis's does.
Yeah. So I just think that. It makes sense for them to try to keep him for that long, especially with the season he just had, trying to just give him the opportunity to replicate that and giving him the motivation to replicate it again.
Yeah.
What do you think about it, Anthony?
I don't really like it. I mean, I get that he's the new face of the league and in the MLB, but I'm not a huge fan of the big money contracts because if he fails, you know, to play at the level that he did, that's an immovable contract that you have for 4 years, 14 years, and it's wasted money. I'm not a huge fan of the record-breaking big money moves, and I don't like this one at all.
Well, I disagree with you. Alrighty, moving on to more baseball. The Rangers send Shin
Shu Chu
to the SK
Wyverns
of the Korean Baseball Organization. What are your thoughts on this one, John and Dylan?
Dylan, you want to take this one?
I'm sure that the organization didn't send him there. Like, I'm sure that it was probably a decision made by him, like, hey, I don't want to be in here anymore. I want to go back. Because he is Korean, right?
Yeah, he's Korean.
He probably just wanted to go back to his home.
Homeland.
Homeland.
Homeland. Go back home.
Back to his country.
The home. And, the motherland. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But we're not Russian, so it's not
I don't know. It's going to suck, like, not having him here.
He has been with the Rangers.
He was, yeah, he's definitely one of their most popular players.
Since the last World Series run in.
Yeah, he's been here for a while.
Yeah, as long as
Elvis. And he was definitely one of. He was definitely a fan favorite, so yeah. Having him leaving along with Elvis now is going to be a big blow for the Rangers organization.
I feel happy for Chu. You know, Masahiro Tanaka, who was a pitcher for the Yankees, very also, you know, famed, accomplished pitcher, probably one of the best, also left to Japan, went home. I think, you know, if Chu wanted to go home, you know, this is what he wanted, then all the best for him, you know, great. We're going to need to really, really get our farm system, the Rangers farm system, to work, because we don't really have any star outfieldmen. We have Leodre Tavares, I think that's his name, and he's a prospect. He played last season, but I don't really see him being able to replicate what Chu can do. So, you know, the Rangers lost a great player. They've lost a couple in this offseason, and I am really questioning the management of the Rangers. But, you know, hopefully there's some silver lining to this in the next couple of seasons.
At least not as bad as the Eagles organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about this, Will?
I don't know who this guy is, but the way that John talked about him, he seems like he was a very good player, and I think that with a player like that, you can't replace it, you know? Like, you can do your best to fill the skill level.
Well, I mean, I think he can definitely be replaceable, just not like...
He was like Elvis Andrus in outfield. He was more there because everybody loved him.
It was like... It's like
he's past his prime now.
Yeah, most definitely. I was going to add something onto the Tatis thing.
Oh, okay, we can go back to that.
I was just going to say I think it's dumb. I was going to add on to that how I think it's stupid because he's only played 143 games. In his career.
He's played amazing in those 140.
Right, right. And he's only 22, but he's only been in the league for less
not
than
even a full year.
That's not even a full season. And you're telling me you're giving him 14 years for the third biggest contract. I don't even remember what it was, like, what, $380 million?
340. Mookie's was 380.
Oh, well, like, what? That's so.
Well, Mookie deserves it.
Well, no, I know that, but not Tatis. I
understand this.
I'm not saying Tatis doesn't deserve the money. I'm saying that he doesn't deserve the money.
I understand the viewpoint. Is that.
I think he's still too young.
Yeah, is that they're giving a lot of money to a young kid who's only played a season. And so that's a risk the Padres are putting in.
That's a big risk.
That is a big risk.
That's $250 million risk right there. Alrighty, moving on to the Dodgers re-signing Justin Turner to a two-year, $34 million deal.
Let's go!
Club option for a third season. What are your thoughts on this one, Dylan?
I loved it very much. I was very happy.
Of course.
Whenever I saw that notification pop up on my phone, I think I was walking to the pond to go stand on it, actually, in the snow. And I saw that notification pop up, and I was quite enthused. And
that's
actually,
a big word,
I believe I got a text from John not
yeah,
so
I
long
did.
After.
I did, yeah. I texted him. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I was like, maybe the Braves might play the Dodgers in the ALCS.
So in the ALCS, yes. And I can't believe that they also changed leagues.
NLCS, my bad.
But yeah, I think this definitely signifies a back-to-back World Series championship for the Dodgers here.
I don't know about back-to-back. I mean, I don't know jack about baseball, but I think that the Padres have a good chance at running for it.
Here's
of course
what,
you do.
The Padres definitely have a good chance of running for it. Not the Braves, though.
Okay, you can shut up. Justin Turner himself said that it's going to be like a 2019 postseason game. Where the Dodgers choked in the end, right? That was the one where they choked. Clayton choked, right, Dylan? Was that the one, Dylan? Where Clayton Kershaw choked?
Listen.
Wait. Before Dylan says anything, what specific Clayton Kershaw choking playoff moment are we talking about?
Yeah, you gotta narrow it down.
Well, yeah, I have to narrow it down because he was bad.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, so are you gonna narrow it down, or are you gonna be more specific, or what?
So Justin Turner says it's gonna be like a 2019 postseason run. You know, I think the Padres have a good chance at it. I think it will be a great division series. Who will come out? You know, the division series. I don't know, but I'm telling you, they're going to play the Braves, and the Braves will beat them.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna carry on that 2019 postseason run. I don't think that was just singularly Kershaw's fault. They were definitely just outplayed as a team.
Wait, was that the year they lost to the Astros?
Nationals, but that's also the year the Nationals won the World Series.
Yeah, the year they won without Bryce Harper. I remember that.
Yeah, as soon as they traded, the year that they traded Bryce Harper, they won the World
Series.
You
can tell Bryce Harper regrets it now, too.
Yeah, he was definitely not very happy about that one. But, yeah, no, that was not just Kershaw's. And, yeah, did he choke a little bit? Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. Okay. Did he choke? Yes, but it wasn't just his fault, okay? It was not just Kershaw's fault that they – and, okay, I can't even be mad about it because the Nationals won the World Series. So,
yeah.
That ship has sailed.
Wait, doesn't John have a National sticker on the back of his car?
Yeah, my car has a National stickers on it. Juan Soto's really good. Justin Turner's really good. Josh Bell, who just joined them, is really good. And I told a friend of mine, Caden Catlin, who had his roster, sent it to me. I told him Nationals are probably going to be really good this season.
Yeah, Anthony, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a good move because Justin Turner's been really good for the Dodgers, and then they re-sign him and try to lead him back-to-back. I think he could.
Yeah, I tend to agree that they could, but I don't think they will. Alrighty, moving on to the last baseball topic of the day. As spring training begins this week, an exhibition game start on the 27th. What are you most looking forward to, Dylan?
I am most looking forward to...
But it's going
to
be the Dodgers.
The Dodgers winning the World Series this
He's
year.
Stupid. He's stupid. That has nothing to do with spring training. He's just
stupid. I don't care.
See, Dylan's, it proves that Dylan's stupid.
No.
I'm excited to see Christian Pache.
It's still my turn, John.
If you say something like that when you answer that question, it automatically becomes John's turn.
In all honesty, I'm more excited to just see Trevor Bauer and David Price pitching for the Dodgers.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Who's the guy that was like really, really good and then got benched and everyone was really mad about it?
Blake Snell.
Yeah, didn't he go to the Padres?
Yes, he did.
He did. I'm also pretty excited that pitching rotation.
I'm ready to see the Padres hitting and pitching rotation.
I'm ready to see the Padres
lose.
Rot.
I'm ready to see you rot.
I'm ready to see me rot too, Will, but that's a different topic.
I'm excited to see Christian Pache, you know, with the Braves got in the farm. I really want to see Wilson Contreras' brother. Seeing as Travis d'Arnaud is coming up in age, you need to be ready for the replacement.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just excited to see the Braves, Trevor Bauer, and the Mets. Excited to see the Mets.
Yo, imagine if Mookie played for the Mets. They'd be the Mookie Mets.
Imagine if Bauer went to the Mets.
Yeah, I'm so funny. Anthony, what are you most looking forward to in spring training?
I'm looking forward because most leagues around the world, you know, people get injured at a high rate. I'm seeing how the MLB can maybe change that and not have as many players get injured, seeing what they do with that.
Also, on the topic of the MLB and getting sick, how are they the farthest, most spread out sport out of all the sports, right? And had the worst problems with dealing with corona?
I don't know. Their bubble isn't a bubble.
The NFL didn't have a bubble.
Yeah, but the NBA had a bubble, and they were really good. And the NFL also had an outbreak, like, a week before because of the barber. A week before the Super Bowl because of the barber with Kansas City.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
All right.
JT Realmuto fractured his thumb. That's all.
Hopping right into basketball, the Houston Rockets officially released DeMarcus Cousins, and with teams like the Lakers, Heat, and Nets all interested in signing him, which team should he sign with? Anthony.
I think he should go to the Nets. I think they need to replace DeAndre Jordan. And DeMarcus Cousins has a better chance of replacing DeAndre Jordan, helping that team. And that team's ready to build now. They're on a 6-game win streak. And I think going there would help his career.
The Nets? I agree. I think that DeAndre Jordan definitely needs to go. Where do you think he should go, Dylan?
I'll just the Heat for fun. But
why should he go to the Heat?
The Nets would make
it. Please elaborate.
The Nets would be more of a realistic and better move, but the Heat just for fun.
I could honestly see the Heat, if you move Bam to the four, keep Jimmy Butler at the three, have Boogie run the five. Because Boogie's a stretch five, if we're being honest with ourselves. He has a really nice three-point shot. Or he's the becomes the sixth man on your team. But they already have bench depth. I don't think he's going to go to the Heat. I think he's going to the two top, one of the two top teams. John, where do you think he's going
to
go?
I think he's probably going to go with the Nets, but the Nets need to chill out with these acquisitions. I really think they need to sow the row and look at their own team, you know, right now how it is. You know, they've been, they you know, with their road trip the past week, they've been like,
they beat like dogs.
Yeah, they beat everyone.
They beat the Nets. They beat the Clippers, Lakers, Suns. They beat the entire Pacific Division.
This is a playoff team, and that acquisition makes it even better. But I think they need to calm down with the acquisitions and take a look at their team and how they're doing.
I think that they should wait until Andre Drummond inevitably gets bought out by the Cavaliers. I think Andre Drummond's a better defensive center, and that's what they need. They don't need a scoring center like Boogie. I think that Boogie's going to – if I think he should go to the Nets, and I think – but I think he will go to the Lakers. The Lakers have said that if they do get him, they'll waive Quinn Cook. I love Quinn Cook. It's so sad to see that he'd possibly get waived. But I think that he should – him and Anthony Davis have a chemistry. He was on the team last year, but they had to cut him before he went into the bubble. So I think he should go to – think he should go to the Nets, but I think he will go to the Lakers. Moving on to our next basketball topic, the Pelicans upset the Celtics 120-115 as Brandon Ingram scores 33 points and Zion gets a double-double with 28 points and 10 rebounds despite Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown combining for 57 points as the Pelicans are now 13-17 while the Celtics are 15-15 but still in the top 8 in the East. Alrighty. And will the Pelicans – I mean not the Pelicans. Will the Pelicans make the playoffs, do you think?
I think so.
Sorry. A coin flip.
I'm so sorry, Dylan.
It's a coin flip, in my opinion.
I think it's a coin flip as well, but I think that Zion, he'll stay out of the playoff race for a maximum of 3 years. Like, that means that if he doesn't make it this year, he's going to make it next year. I think that he's way too talented. I think that J.J. Redick is a great shooter off the bench, and I think that they're trying to move Lonzo, and I could see them sending Lonzo to the Clippers for Lou Williams. Because I think Lou Williams is very overrated. What do you think about it, Anthony? Do you think the Pelicans are going to finish in the playoffs?
I don't think they will because I think they have too much ground to make up on the rest of the teams in the West. I think they're too far behind. I don't think that they're going to make it. I think they can come close, but I just don't think that they're going to make it.
Yeah, I disagree with you. I think they might make it. Now, will I pick my Kings over them every single time? Should I? Absolutely
no,
not.
No, I think the Pelicans.
The Pelicans would beat the Kings. Zion Williamson is a way better defender than Marvin Bagley ever will be. Marvin Bagley is terrible when we picked him over Luka Doncic.
This coming from the guy who said the Kings would beat the Nets.
The Kings will beat the Nets.
Maybe they'll beat the Knicks, but not the Nets.
Nah, they wouldn't. Julius Randle's too good. Now, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and James Harden.
Actually, I think the Knicks would beat the Suns.
We're talking about the Kings, not the Suns.
Stop staring at me, Joe.
I'm sorry, Anthony.
He needs to pick something to stare at.
Or I get a look at. No, I think the Pelicans are going to make it. Zion's been popping off. That's all.
Alrighty. Hopping right into the next game, as the Mavericks beat the Grizzlies 109-92 in their first game back after the winter storm, as Tim Hardaway scored 29 points off the bench, as Luka only scores 21, as the Mavs are now 14-15 and back in the playoff hunt. Do you think Luka will get back to his MVP form? This is an open-ended question. Anyone can start. Wow. Very good job.
Why don't you start, Will?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think Luka's going to get back to his MVP form this season. Next season, yes. I think he did it amazing in the bubble, and I think that he was riding that high, and then he stopped playing well. He's not that – what made Luka so good last year is how efficient he was. He hasn't been that efficient this year. And I think that next year he'll be able to get back to his MVP form, but not this year.
I think it's a little too late to start replicating the MVP, you know, season from last season. I think he's gonna have to, you know, wait if he really wants to, you know, really work like he did last season. You know, he's gonna have to wait until next season to do that because it's a little too late now.
I disagree with it being too late because they've only been playing 30 games, not even 29, and so I mean, there's a chance obviously, but I don't think, you know, he probably won't. And
Now, I think their chemistry is getting a little messed up, especially with Porzingis, because rumor has it the higher-ups in the Mavericks organization have been quietly assessing Porzingis' trade value. So that will...
Mark Cuban came out and said that that is not a real thing.
Is it? Oh, that's very interesting. Well, you never
know. He came
out
and said it that he was... Well, Mark Cuban likes to use profane words, similar to me when we're not in the recording studio. Okay. He said something along the lines of he's very irritated that people are trying to start speculation around an organization.
It's still obviously a possibility that Porzingis gets traded.
Well, it's a possibility, but it's not likely.
I guess that's true, but...
He's your second best player and is part of the young core that you've built there. Anthony, do you think he's going to get back to his MVP form?
I think he will. I mean, before the winter storm happened, he was putting up 40 points in three straight games. He put up a career-high 47 against... I don't remember who it was, but he put up 47. They put 46 the next, and then 44, and then they had the winter storm and hadn't really practiced before yesterday's game. I just think that, you know, it's kind of the rust showing off. I think I'll get back to his MVP form, putting up good numbers.
Maybe. Here is the biggest headline that we have up to this point, and I think it's the biggest headline of the show, as the Wizards upset the Lakers 127-124 in overtime as Bradley Beal scores 33 and Russell Westbrook scores 32 with 14 rebounds and one assist away from a triple-double, as the Wizards this season have now beaten both the Lakers and the Nets. And the build-off... Can the Wizards build off this and potentially make a last-ditch playoff run?
No.
The Wizards will not make the playoffs. They will finish with the top pick in the draft and get Cade Cunningham, number one overall. And then...
They're not getting number one.
Yes, they will.
No, that's going to happen.
The Timberwolves only have 7 wins.
That's going to either... it's either going to be the Timberwolves or the Kings.
The Kings are already in double-digit wins.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
And so are the Wizards.
They could go 0-for for the rest of the season. Okay.
I'd be okay with getting Cade Cunningham, though. But knowing us, we'd probably take, like, Jonathan Kuminga or something like that.
Do you just, like, pick teams that have really bad front offices?
Well, the teams with really bad front offices tend to get the top picks, so. And then waste them.
So
like
the
Sacramento
Kings.
Taking Marvin Bagley over Luka Doncic.
So the Eagles and the Kings?
Yes, I have both of my teams have very terrible front offices. Stop reminding me that your teams both have good front offices.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside still exists.
It's okay. Well,
stop
maybe
talking.
One day. Maybe
stop
one
talking
day.
Right now. So does Justin. So does Jalen Rager.
No, don't cry, Will. Will, don't cry.
I'm not crying. Alrighty. Alrighty. The Wizards aren't going to make the playoffs.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, moving on to the Nets beating the Clippers 112-108 as James Harden scores 37 points with 13 rebounds.
Alrighty.
And Kyrie Irving gets 28 points despite Paul George scoring 34 points in Kawhi. Kawhi scores 29 points with 13 rebounds in the net as the Nets are now on a 6-game win streak and one game behind the Sixers. Are the Nets the better than the Sixers and favorites to win the East?
Can I get your opinion, Will?
Yes, the Nets are going to win the East. Alrighty. The Nets are alrighty for sure going to win the East. At this point, they weren't even at full strength on that road trip, and they beat all the top teams in the West. Kevin Durant, I think, played maybe one or two games during that trip. When they beat the Lakers, they didn't have Kevin Durant. They had Irving. Irving was out a couple games. I think that this team is just very well built, and I think that they're going to try to get DeMarcus Cousins and or Andre Drummond in the future. So I think that they're definitely favored to win the East. What
yeah,
do you think,
most
John?
Most likely I agree with that, actually.
Thanks, John.
Dylan, on to you.
All right.
No, yeah, I agree. I agree with what John said over there. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Hey, Anthony, what do you think? Do you think the Nets are favored?
As much as I hate to say it because I don't want to buy into their hype train, yes, I do. I think they're a strong team.
Why don't you want
to
buy into their hype train?
Because I think that
it's not a good purchase. He's trying to budget. He's balling on a budget right now, okay?
Well, he's a Broncos fan. He's always been on a budget.
You have no room to talk about teams.
Okay. Yeah, my team won a Super Bowl more recently than his and more recently than yours. So
okay.
More recently.
Yeah.
The Vikings
yeah,
have
what
never
do you mean
won a Super
more
Bowl.
Recently?
You're going to go 4-12. Shut up.
Yes, that means we get the first pick. Let's go.
That does not mean you get the first pick.
Yeah, you're going to get the first pick and not draft Spencer Rattler.
Yes, we want Spencer Rattler.
Howie Roseman won't draft Spencer Rattler.
Howie Roseman said he wanted to be a quarterback factory, so we took Jalen Hurts in the second round over Denzel Mims.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. Moving on to game picks. Dylan, what was our let's go through our records from the last time we recorded.
2 weeks ago, I decided that I was going to keep track of the game picks that we made. It was a very painful experience listening to Will's voice over and over and over and over again as I tried to get the records and picks for every single person. So we're going to start off with Will by embarrassing him and his 2-8 record. 2-8 in 10 games. We had 10 games, and he got two of them correct, guys.
I did pick the Kings to beat the Nets, so...
And the Sixers. Picked them to beat the Sixers.
Well, I had to have somebody.
The only wins you got were the Warriors over the Spurs and the Nets over the Warriors.
Oh, wow. That's very depressing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
those are the two easiest ones.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then moving on to who's in second to last, we have Antoine. Decided to go 5-5. We had 500. Wow.
You're so amazing, Anthony.
I mean, he did better than you, Will.
Stop talking. Everyone did better than me. I got
Somehow you just said that the Nets over the Warriors was the easiest pick, and Anthony picked against it. So, realistically, he should have been 6-4, but I guess he had a little bit of a pea brain moment. Then there's me. I went 7-3.
What?
That's not that bad. Solid, I guess, whatever.
70% win percentage.
Yeah. The only couple that were kind of unpredictable were the Suns beating the Bucks and the Nuggets beating the Lakers.
The Bucks are bad this year.
I wouldn't say they're
bad. Am I in first?
No, John. You're actually in second. I just decided to do you last because the Bucks versus the Jazz game, you just didn't pick.
I'm sure I did.
No, there was literally I listened to it three times.
Who'd you say?
I listened to it three times to make sure, and you never once picked.
Who did you say?
I said the Jazz.
What game was this?
The Bucks versus the Jazz. So you didn't pick that game.
Well,
so you
I'll
went.
Say Jazz.
You went 6-3.
Oh, now
so,
you're gonna say the Jazz.
So I guess me and John tied, but at the same time he didn't, and he just back a game. I don't
we
even.
Need all right. All right. All right. All right. So basically, I did really bad because I was memeing. Alrighty, let's hop right into this first game, and we got to do some rapid fire picks because we're at 32 minutes, and class ended 11 minutes ago.
Nice.
So.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Starting out with the Knicks versus the Kings.
Say that again? I don't
Knicks
even know.
Knicks versus the Kings.
The Knicks.
Oh, the Nets?
Hey, Will, yeah. Why don't you start?
The Nets.
I think the Nets are going to win this game.
Nets.
You just picked against the Kings? Oh, my God. This is groundbreaking. This is something that's never happened before in our history of the show. Will picked against the Kings. Wow.
Insane.
I'm sorry
John,
for dragging them out.
I got the Nets.
I've got the Nets as well.
Nets.
Okay. You see, they're trying to get me off of saying alrighty. I need to know.
There's other transition words in the world, and you just need to read up on them.
Is he about to ask the audience for another word?
Excuse me, guys. Drop a like and a follow and comment down below what you think I should transition into the next segment with.
Don't forget to smash that notification button.
Don't forget to
press the bell icon.
We're almost
so
at 3 listeners
known.
A week. You can make it 4.
Moving on to the Celtics versus the Mavs. Who you got, John?
Who was that?
The Celtics.
I've got the Mavs.
Mavs.
I like the Celtics in this game.
Okay.
Moving on to the Trailblazers versus the Nuggets. Who you got, Anthony?
The Trailblazers. Portland.
What?
I'm going to say the Nugs.
And you just wanted to say Nugs, didn't you?
No, that was just the first thing that came out of my mouth. I don't know.
I'll say the Nuggets.
I also say the Nuggets.
Okay.
Next game, Warriors versus Pacers.
The Warriors.
Warriors.
I think you guys criminally underrate the Pacers. However,
no,
the Warriors
no,
are going to win this
no,
game.
I just, no. I.
No, we don't.
No,
I also skipped a game. So.
Oh, good for you, Will.
Moving on to the next game. Clippers versus Wizards.
Was this the one that was before the
yeah
Warriors and Nuggets? The Clippers versus the who?
The Wizards.
Okay.
This is a very, very hard choice, but I have to go with the Clippers.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with the Clippers as well.
I'm going with the Clippers too.
Clippers. It's a hard one.
Very hard choice. Next game we got on tap is the Lakers versus the Jazz.
Lakers.
Give me the Lakers.
It's going to be the Jazz. No. The Lakers don't have Anthony Davis.
Hey, give me Utah.
I'm still taking the Lakers.
Okay, Utah is shooting 79%.
LeBron is picking up
Listen,
the slack.
I don't care. They're going to win the game.
No. Okay, so Utah is shooting 79% from the free throw line. And have
We're
85.
On a schedule, Will.
Lakers are on a three-game losing streak. Give me the Jazz.
Okay, and they're going to bounce back with this game. So
this is going to be Dylan's favorite game to pick. You ready, Dylan?
Yep.
The Suns versus the Hornets.
The who?
Hornets.
The Snugs? Is that what you just said? The Snugs versus the Hornets?
The Suns versus the Hornets.
Oh, my God.
Picking LaMelo?
Jesus Christ.
Yo, LaMelo! LaMelo! LaMelo!
We're not even done with the picks yet. Why are you already chanting this? No one has even said a pick. Are you both going with the Hornets?
No, yeah. I'm going with the Suns.
I'm going with the Suns as well.
I'm going with the Hornets.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with the Suns.
Take you and LaMelo Ball and shove it down LaVar's garbage disposal.
He's gonna flick his finger and they're gonna post on Instagram.
Oh my God! Yes. Jesus Christ! How many?
Okay, we
don't have time for
me
to rant about
this. 3 games left.
Okay.
Next game, we got the Pelicans versus the Bucks.
Pelicans.
Give me the
Bucks.
Pelicans.
I also have the Pelicans winning this game.
Yeah.
Next game, Hornets versus Warriors.
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 I like the Hornets in this
game.
LaMelo.
Yeah, I'm taking the
Warriors. Alrighty, last and final game, Trailblazers versus Lakers.
Lakers.
Alrighty, and that's all we have for you today. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye. It's been fun.
Meow, meow.